Welcome to the Gift of Giving Life podcast. My name is Sheridan, and I get to be the host because I'm one of the co-authors of the book, The Gift of Giving Life. Are you curious about the spirituality of pregnancy and birth? Maybe this is a completely new idea for you. Or maybe you already have that sense that pregnancy and birth can be spiritual. Either way, we are excited to help you in this journey, which we do through the book, through this podcast, and also our online course, which right now is available for free for our newsletter subscribers. Just head over to thegiftofgivinglife.com to subscribe. From conception, through pregnancy, birth, and also through the newborn stage, there is a spiritual aspect in them all. I will be sharing thoughts and stories to open your eyes and ears so you too can enjoy the divine nature of pregnancy and birth and harness heavenly help throughout them all. This week's book review says, "If possible, I would give this 10 stars. As a fourth-time mom and an avid reader, I have read several dozen pregnancy books. This one by far takes the cake. I'm honestly moved to tears at the blessings and confidence this book has given me as a woman. At just over 500 pages, I completed this book in a month's time with three little ones by my side. The format is easy for the busy mom because they are short essays or stories that build on each other. Literally 10 minutes of reading a day would be sufficient if you don't have tons of free time. This is actually a book I plan to give at baby showers from now on." Thank you for that book review. We love to read everyone. Today's podcast is about my favorite birth I didn't attend. The other week, I shared Robin's story about a birth that changed her heart, and it made me think about a recent birth I didn't attend, at least not physically. One of my dearest friends started as my hypnobaby student many years ago. She asked me to be her doula, and I attended her daughter's birth, and it was a fine hospital birth. Not quite what she had hoped for, but there was love and joy there. When she asked me to attend her second birth, it was a fun, joyous home birth, filled with angels and miracles. Lots of friends acting as her doulas, her husband, her midwife, her assistant, her mom, her daughter, ancestors and angels too. And I had a very powerful spiritual experience at that birth, which I'll link to in the show notes. When she was pregnant with her third, I knew I would be invited to her birth. However, I didn't know if I would be there. I had a cruise planned for when she was due. We were good friends by now, and I certainly wanted to be there to offer her love and support. I also knew it would be an amazing spiritual birth and angels would be attending, and I really wanted to witness it. I attended her blessing way, which was amazing and filled with love and well wishes. I had written a letter from God for her, and it alluded to some things that made me wonder if she would have the home birth she wanted, and again, I felt that I would miss the birth. The week before I left, she started getting pressure from her midwife to do natural induction techniques as her liver levels were starting to look weird. Andrea felt strongly not to do that. I supported her, though I sort of wanted her to do them so I could be there for the birth. But I really trusted her intuition. The night before I left, a friend and I took Andrea out for dinner. We discussed her plans and how she had gotten another blood test and was waiting on the results. We all agreed that things would work out the way they needed to, that Andrea just needed to keep praying and following the Spirit. She trusted her care provider and God and knew all would end up fine. The next morning, as I was doing last-minute preparations to leave for my trip, Andrea called me. Her midwife had called and said she needed to go to the hospital and get induced that day. Her liver levels were getting dangerous, and home birth was no longer an option. I had about an hour free and was able to go to her house and talk to her while she was trying to figure out which OB would take her and her insurance, pack for the hospital, etc. We had a spiritual moment together as the Spirit witnessed to both of us that she had been right not to do natural induction methods, that this baby needed to be born at the hospital, and this was the least dramatic way for this to have unfolded. Our other two friends showed up just as I was about to leave, and we gathered around and sang, "Be still my soul," and we prayed together for Andrea and her baby. That was a precious moment, and I left knowing she was in good hands and that I would be there in spirit, that she would feel my love, and that I had played the role I needed to in this birth in the past hour. I left a full-size painting with her, which she brought to the hospital, and it reminded her I was there in spirit. And I'll link to that in the show notes, too. It was so challenging for me because by the next day, as the boat left port, the baby still hadn't been born. On the boat that night, I had a dream that I was at the birth and that all was well. I was on pins and needles until the next time we had internet access. I was so relieved to hear that, indeed, a baby boy had been born safe and sound, and all was well with him and his mom. I was able to be at church the Sunday they blessed the baby and to rejoice in her testimony of following the Spirit when it comes to birth, that we can make our plans and that we need to be flexible and follow the Spirit if plans have to change. Her birth was amazing. There were angels. There were miracles. And while I am sad I physically missed being present at the actual birth, I was still able to be there in spirit and to be part of her birth experience. Because birth is not one moment in time. It is a journey. Thank you for letting me share about the favorite birth I've missed. I would love to hear about any experiences you may have had, whether you're a birth worker and missed a birth, or maybe you're a mom and someone missed your birth you hoped would be there. Did you feel as if spiritually they were there supporting you and helping you through the experience? I'd love to hear. Join us over at Gift of Giving Life on Instagram and let me know. Thanks for joining us today. If you have an experience that you want to share about the spirituality of pregnancy or birth, please contact us. We love having guests on the podcast, or if you prefer to just write up your experience, we are happy to share it on our blog or on Instagram. And also, please share the podcast with your friends. This is how the word gets out that birth and pregnancy can be spiritual. The podcast and our book is one of the greatest ways to share that. As well as, of course, you sharing your experiences with your friends. Visit thegiftofgivinglife.com. Currently, our newsletter subscribers get free access to our online class, which is growing. And if you want more inspiration, of course, you can always buy The Gift of Giving Life on Amazon, either for yourself or it makes a great gift for any woman you know. Have a great week and know that you are loved.